It's a pleasure to talk about Roberto Clemente and just a little backstory of Roberto Clemente. Of course, the great player from Puerto Rico, signed by the Dodgers originally, the Brooklyn Dodgers, a Hall of Famer, got 3,000 hits in his last game, and then, of course, perished a few months later bringing supplies to Nicaragua after the earthquake. But a legend in Pittsburgh. But Dodgers had him, and they tried to hide him in Montreal, their Triple-A farm team, because he was so good, and they were afraid they were going to lose him, and was called the Rule 5 draft back then and even now. And Branch Rickey, the great Mahatma, understood how good Clemente was, and even though he only played a few games, the Pirates then drafted him, and Howie Hake was the scout, and Clemente then became a Pittsburgh Pirate and a batting champion and just a tremendous player for the success the Pirates had in the late 50s, World Series at 60 and 71. And so the movie came out. Richard Rossi put it together. And playing Clemente is Jamie Nieto. And I watched the movie on DVD. I know it's going to be out here in San Francisco shortly. It's on Amazon if you want to look it up. But the name of it is Baseball's Last Hero, colon, 21 Clemente Stories. And it's coming out, of course, in the movies, but is on DVD now at Amazon. So, Jamie, welcome to the show. We wanted to have you on this morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Marty. Thanks.
Yeah, very good. Now, you're an athlete, though. You know, I always look at these baseball movies and say, well, does this person ever play baseball? But give us a little bit of your athletic background. It's pretty impressive.
Okay. Well, I'm a two-time Olympic high jumper. I've competed in the 2004 Olympic Games and the 2012 Olympic Games last year in London. And I've just missed out on my medal both times, but I was always in contention. I got fourth in 04 games, and I got six in the last games last year. My best high jump is 7 feet 8 inches. I'm also a four-time national champ. I've ranked in the top 10 in the United States since 1998 and ranked in the world about two or three times.
Wow. So you can certainly find your way in an athletic field. That's very good. When I was growing up, I did the scissor jump. They still do that?
No, not anymore.
Okay. The Western roll? How about the Western roll?
Nope. It's all about the Fosbury flop.
Okay. Yeah, remember? Well, I'm glad you said that. Fosbury flop. I remember when he did that. He wore a hat, didn't he?
Maybe in the beginning, but eventually he stopped.
Yeah, very good. Good knowledge. Jamie Nieto, an Olympian, and just missed out on the medal. But you starred in the movie. As I talked about the Clemente movie, how did that role come about? And do you have any baseball background?
I played baseball as a kid, little league and stuff like that. But I was in Europe and I was doing some competitions and got a random Facebook message and this girl. I mean, I started acting in 07 and started taking acting classes and stuff like that. And this random friend on Facebook sent me a message and said, hey, you know, you look a lot like Roberto Clemente. I know that they're doing auditions for the movie. You should send in your headshot and resume. Well, I did that, and that was actually before I left from Europe. I did that, and I didn't hear anything back. And then halfway through the summer, or three-quarters of the way through the summer, I actually got a message back from Richard Rossi, and I was like, oh, well, this could be an amazing opportunity. And so I came back home, and, you know, I was like in Italy or – no, I was in Germany. But I came back home and auditioned for the part. Well, read the story, and I was just like, wow, this is an amazing story. I think it would be such an honor to be able to play Roberto Clemente in this movie. So I studied real hard and just learned as much as I could about the man. And when I went in there to the audition, I mean, I felt like I was really prepared and, you know, worked on my accent, and they seemed to like it. And we spent the next – well – booked the part, and then we spent like the next year shooting it.
You know, it's funny because in watching the DVD, and Jamie Nieto is with us, he plays Roberto Clemente in the movie. In watching the film, you do look a lot like Roberto Clemente. You move like him. And did you see film of Clemente?
Oh, yeah. I studied as much as I could about Clemente. You know, for a track runner, you know, I try to have, you know, great technique when I run. So to try to emulate his run was definitely a little bit of a challenge for me. But I felt like I got it. But I know the diehard fans will say, he's just a little bit off. But I don't know. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, I thought it was very close. I really did. And as I say, you look like him. And where was the movie shot? There's a lot of different scenes in the movie and baseball scenes. Where were those shot?
shot in Pittsburgh. We shot in, mainly in L.A. and in Long Beach.
And baseball parks were in L.A., I guess?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very nice. Boy, it's good. I liked it. Now, the next thing in watching the film, and fans, when you get this, and I'm going to give you the name of it again, because it really is, it's really worth seeing, and Jamie did a nice job, and everyone else, especially the lady who played Vera, she was terrific, Roberto's wife. Who was that?
Marilena Rivera. She's a beautiful lady. She was, I think she was on not America's Next Top Model, the other one, the fashion one, but her fashion model, or fashion artist won. And so she's been acting for a while. She was great. She's an amazing talent. I think she's going to do really well. You'll probably see a lot more of her pretty soon.
Yeah, very good. So the movie, Baseball's Last Hero, 21 Clemente Stories, and that's how you could Google it on Amazon. But the accent, and now I talked to Angel Pagan a lot, and he's from Puerto Rico. And I'm telling you, have you ever heard Angel Pagan speak?
No.
Get a recording of Angel Pagan, because I'm telling you, you nailed him perfectly. I mean, if I didn't know that you weren't from Puerto Rico, I would say, well, he's from Ponce or, you know, Arecibo or something like that, and it was perfect.
Well, thank you very much. I worked hard on that, and you know, I was worried. That was one of the things I was mainly worried about. But I think I do an okay job at imitations, and I think after being with Roberto for, you know, I mean, and I say that in the whole sense of the character, being with Roberto for, you know, a year, I think it got better and better and better. And you know, it just took time. So I really appreciate that, because, like I said, that was something that I wasn't sure. And, you know, when you're working with accents and people who are from, you know, the places where you're trying to emulate the accent, they're very critical, you know, a lot of times. And so, you know, hopefully everybody else feels the same way.
No, it's, I'm telling you, I'm going to give the DVD to Angel Pagan. I'm just going to say, just watch this. And
cool.
I want to get his reaction to it and see what it is. What did you learn, maybe the most important thing you learned about Clemente in the movie? What comes to light for you?
You know, I think it's pretty much the saying of the movie. It made me think about, you know, if you're not here to help other people, you're wasting your time, you know. And I think for me, that's a big thing, you know. You know, as an athlete myself, and traveling around the world, and, you know, bunches of fans, you know, if I can be an inspiration to somebody, or if I can help them out in just a little way, you know, I think I'm accomplishing my goal and the reason why God put me here, you know. And so that was one of the things I learned. And obviously, definitely about the story of Roberto Clemente and how you know, amazing he was as a baseball player and a philanthropist, and the love that he had for his wife. You know, I'm not married, but, you know, that bond that he had with his wife was just amazing, you know, and I pray that I'm able to have something like that with a wife one day. You know?
Yeah, I've met Vera Clemente, and I've talked with her. She's been on the show, and you just get the feeling of the love that she still has for Roberto. That comes across really well. What would you say his relationship was with the city of Pittsburgh? Because that is a significant part of the movie.
Yeah, I think Roberto loved Pittsburgh. I think he loved the people a lot. I don't think he was too happy with the reporters a lot of the time, you know. And I say that in a sense to not, like, bash reporters out there. I think, you know, there probably were nice reporters, and there were, you know, mean reporters. It was a difficult time for African Americans as well as African Latino Americans at the time, I guess you could say. Oh, well, he was Puerto Rican, but, you know, for that
Afro Caribbeans, how about that?
Afro Caribbean, yeah. So, you know, I think the people and the fans, it made him feel at home. It made him feel loved. You know, and every once in a while he would get taken aback by these reporters, and you know, I think he really enjoyed being in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I think so. And of course, the dramatic last hit, the 3,000th hit. How about that?
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah. Hey, Jamie, you said you did research on this to get it down, the accent, and certainly how he played and how he ran. What do you do? How do you do research? Where do you get the footage, the archival kind of stuff to do that?
mainly online. I watched a lot of his video. Actually, Rafi had some he had some old videos of the World Series and stuff like that. So I could kind of watch him move. I listened to lots of his videos. Like I recorded them, put them on my phone, and played them all the time just so I can just stay refreshed with the accent and stuff like that. And you know, just watched and read as much as I could about him. There was an audio book I listened to too. Moranis? But it was about Clemente. It was an amazing story. And I listened to it. You got to realize too, this was, you know, over a year ago. So a lot of the stuff I can't remember where I got everything at. But that audio book was amazing. And I learned, you know, I think a lot of intricate details from. That and Rossi and Mr. Rossi and I think that helped out a lot just from knowing those people. And you know, I wanted to reach out to some of the baseball players at that point in time, but I didn't really want to get too swayed with what I was learning from what I saw. And I wanted to do my best to emulate it as much as possible. And then also with his family and stuff, it would have been great to talk to them, but I never actually got a chance to talk to them. But then I didn't want them to be upset or anything because, you know, I know that they had been working on movies about Roberto Clemente, and this one wasn't in an official, capacity with them. Or I don't know. I didn't know, you know, the relationship with Mr. Ross and the family, so I didn't want to really – you know, be a some type of factor in there to where now the things were not going to happen, you know. And I know that there's been, movies started and never really finished, and I wanted definitely to have Mr. Rossi's dream be accomplished, and which was finishing this project, and I know he's happy that he did.
Yeah, terrific. It's terrific. Now, is it easy for you to go back into the character and do a line from the movie as you did it, or am I asking too much?
You never know. If I alive, like I said before, you never know, because God only going to tell you how long you want to be here, so you never know if you want to be here tomorrow. So I would say that, you know, if I get 3,000 hits, we'll see.
Perfect. It's Angel Pagan. I love it. Very good. Very good. Hey, that was, I put you on the spot. You hit it very well. Thank you so much, and congratulations, and we'll look for you many other things.
Okay, thank you, Marty. I really appreciate it.
All right. Jamie Nieto, Nieto. And you could get that, Raf. We'll put that on our website, loveofthegameproductions.com, of course, and certainly on the KNBR spot for us. Boy, pretty good. Huh? How'd you like that?